by heels tonight, huh? Praise God, huh?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Marilyn, you don't have to say it so emphatically. Praise the Lord. Mercy, have mercy. Hallelujah. Blessed are the merciful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate seeing you here tonight. We're glad you came. I saw enough cars in that parking lot to know there was more than two or three gathered in His name tonight. And because there's more than two or more gathered in His name, He said, I promise, I make this promise to you, there am I in the midst of them. I wouldn't miss showing up. No gathering will draw His presence, no matter how large that will be any more. He will be no more present to 10,000 than He will 10. He will be no more present to 50,000 than He is 5. He said, if you come together in My name as My children, I'm going to come and I'm going to manifest Myself in the midst of them. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She missed me and she howdied me. And see, we're going full circle. That's how girls used to say they liked you when they come up and slap you and run. That means they like you, doesn't it, Dale? They like you. Yeah, they like you. Praise the Lord. Brother Taylor, would you come tonight? We're here to do a specific thing, and we just prepare our hearts in worship toward that direction, and that is to pray and to intercede. In my studies of intercession and testimonies of the power of intercession and prayer, you come across those who do not believe in intercession. They don't believe it does any good to pray. You come across those who actually laugh at Christians who believe that prayer is going to make a difference. They talk about things like, I'd rather see one person who will take his hands and do something with them than 10,000 with their hands clasped in prayer. Well, they obviously don't understand anything about the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. If we can pray like the Bible said to pray, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. And as I said this morning, I meet with ministers, Brother Taylor, every Tuesday. And something came up at the table that can be shared. A lot of things can't be shared, but and that is that there's a whole lot of praying. There's more praying, more prayers offered than there are answers received. And I believe God wants to turn that around. I believe God wants to change that. Every time I've got to share a testimony of answered prayer, it has inspired others to pray. And I want to pray more frequently, but more importantly, I want to pray more fervently, because it's the fervent prayer. It's not the much speaking. Some people think they're going to be heard, and Jesus said, you know, don't pray like they pray, the hypocrite, because they think they're going to be heard because they're much speaking. The length of their prayer, not the strength of their prayer, is what they're emphasizing. That is not how you get answers to prayer. That fire fell from heaven, and there's a short paragraph. Lord, just let them know I did this because you told me to. Can you say amen? Just let them know that I did this according to your word. And you confirmed that. And God just sent the fire from heaven. Praise God. When you pray in the will of God, you don't have to try to twist His arm. Can you say amen? You don't need to twist it because He's waiting. He's ready. He's waiting for us to pray so that He can answer. Everybody say again, Jeremiah 33:3. And call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't wait tonight to see what the Lord is going to do, because we're continuing to pray and believe Him. Brother T.
Thank you, Lord. God is good, isn't He?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you said, Halakito, Lord, Son, that the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, we thank you tonight for that abundant life, Lord. Thank you how you saved our souls, Lord God. And Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, to pray and to worship thee in spirit and in truth, God. Just have your way in our lives, God. Help us to yield our vessels to thee fully, Lord God, to trust in thee and do good. Move by thy spirit, Lord God. Have your way in this service, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done, Lord. Move in the song service, Lord God. And as we come to thee in prayer, bless and help us to cry out to thee out of a pure heart, Lord. Bless and deliver, heal, set free, Lord. Keep us by the power of God, Lord. Anoint us for your service. We thank you for the victory, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Father. In Jesus' name we pray and for the glory of God. Let us all...
...about sitting before God, not just talking to him, but sitting and listening for him. And I hadn't thought about that all week because you know how our week goes. But I did that. I just put the Bible down and I just sat there. And it wasn't that God spoke anything to me, but his sweet, sweet peace. His acknowledgement, his letting me know, I'm here, I'm listening, and I appreciate you not sitting there letting your mind run. You know, sometimes when we don't pray and there's so much going on, your mind is uncontrollable. But my mind was worshiping God. My mind was seeking God. And he just, well, you could tell when I got here, I've been in the presence of the Lord. It was just so sweet to see that. You know, it's true. It's true. We just be still before the Lord. We seek God in different ways at different times. But this morning was just so sweet, sitting there in my chair, just letting him just pour his sweet peace into my heart, into my mind, into my life. And I just appreciate the Lord so much, how he makes himself real to us. You know, if he didn't do that, we still should absolutely serve him. If he didn't bless us the way he does, we still owe him. We still owe him our lives because he died for us. But he's so kind. He's so good to visit us in the nighttime hours, whenever. He's so kind to let us sense his presence in our lives. Isn't that a good father? That's a good father.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen.
Praise
God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We would see you. David said of the Lord, my meditation of you shall be sweet. We all know God is a spirit, but he wants to reveal himself to us. And until the New Testament, you know, sometimes people think about Bible days as those Old Testament phenomenal miracles. Wouldn't you love to have seen that bush that was on fire but didn't burn and to hear the audible voice of God out of that bush? That's a phenomenal manifestation of the presence of God. But there's nothing to compare to how God revealed himself when he sent his son. Jesus talked about the Father so much that they were falling in love with someone they couldn't see, the disciples, and they said, Lord, show us the Father, and it'll suffice us. And he said, have you been with me so long, and you haven't understood, you haven't comprehended, the eyes of their heart had not come open. Have you been with me this long and you haven't understood? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Can you say amen? In the beginning, John said, he begins his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, when you see him, there's a beauty there. And even though he couldn't get closer than the temple itself, he couldn't go behind the veil, David said, when I get that close, I feel so near you. And one thing, there's only one burning desire in my heart, and that is I may inquire at your temple and behold your beauty. We can go behind the veil and we can see in Jesus the wonderful, wonderful character and nature of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Let's sing it tonight. Thank you, Lord. Such a beautiful God, wonderful Savior.
Thank you, Father.
joint on her foot and injured it, and the doctor's suggestion is that she stay off of that foot for a while, allow it to heal up, and that's why she was not here. Remember, Sister Ruth, and as we go to prayer for the remainder of this service, and just pray for her specifically. I'm going to lead you in that in just a moment. And remember the church in Lakeland this morning where a 57-year-old man killed his wife in their home that was just a short distance from the church, and then he came into the church and shot the pastor and co-pastor of the church. It's a black church in Lakeland. And so that's how their morning service went. And members of the church subdued him and held him until the sheriff's department come. And thankfully, no one else was injured. But the news media is real. They're not really clear on the condition of the pastor and the co-pastor. He did, however, kill his wife. And now he is in jail. And this is the seriousness of the days that we are living. I personally don't have time for petty, junky stuff. I have to stay focused on my master and my king. I cannot afford, and we as the church collectively cannot afford, the petty stuff anymore. Amen. We should be praying and edifying one another, praying for one another and building up one another in the faith. Let no corrupt communication. We just don't have the time, and this is not the time for that kind of thing. Let nothing that is not wholesome proceed out of our mouths anymore. Nothing that doesn't build up anymore. The times are serious, but many Christians clearly are not. And that needs to change. It doesn't mean we lose our joy. It means that we understand that we are in the kingdom. We are here in the kingdom for a time such as this. Can you say amen? So there's no place off limits for the devil to try to do damage. And God is still on the throne. Praise the Lord. And we're grateful to him. I look back on where we had church for all of those years in Sulphur Springs and all of the things that could have happened that didn't happen because the Lord took care of us. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They tried to kill Hagee in the church and shot several times at him, but missed him all those times. So whether we live or die, we live or die unto the Lord. I have no ideas of getting bodyguards. I'm going to trust the angels of the Lord. But we're living in a time. We're living in a time where even church is not a sacred place where you can actually be safe from the violence of a world that we live in. Our only security is in the Lord. Can you say amen? But oh, what a wonderful security it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we pray tonight for Sister Ruth in the name of Jesus Christ that you would touch her, that you would heal her, and Lord, that her foot would receive healing and the rest of her receive healing with it, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, that she be able to function, be able to participate in the worship of God and in these intercessory prayers. And I know she's praying at home with us, Lord, tonight. And for us, and Lord, we're praying for her distinctly tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for this the family, Lord, that's been devastated by the death of this woman that was shot outright this morning. We pray, Lord, for this pastor and associate pastor that are in the hospital, that they would recover and be a testimony to you. And Father, we pray also for this man that has found no other way out of his violent rage than to do this horrible deed. For now, Lord, the reality has to be settling in on him of what he has done and the parts of it that can never be undone. And Father, the only thing that can undo this is the grace of God. The only thing that can undo this is the mercy of God. The only thing that can undo this is the forgiveness of God. And Lord, we pray tonight for this man, and we pray, Lord, that he will be set free from the forces that drove him to this, including his own weak, uncontrolled flesh. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the honor and the glory. Let your name be glorified, Lord. Let victory come out of all of this, Lord, because you sit upon the throne and you're the Lord of our lives. And we praise you for that tonight in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Brother Taylor, would you come? And as you sing, just prepare our heart. Brother Taylor has he gave us a disc of just his music from his heart, his heart song unto the Lord. He didn't compose these songs himself. He's not a songwriter, but he sings these songs from his heart, and they produce peace. They are some of those songs that I would use to sit and meditate on the goodness of God. When David said, "My meditation of him shall be sweet," Brother Taylor has just brought a peace to these songs of praise, and I appreciate that tonight. The thing I love about Brother Taylor is he's singing it from his heart. He means it from his heart. I'm convinced of that. These are not just someone hitting the notes tonight or playing the notes. This is someone that believes in what the words are saying from the depth of his soul and heart. Hallelujah. And he believes it in a resting peace in the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we all need to seek and find tonight. Amen. Brother Taylor, just lift up the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Quiet our spirits, Lord, tonight. He gave up so much to come and suffer and die for us. I'm so grateful to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to see just a few snippets of, it had been a desire of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir to go and minister in prisons, and they have a team that does that, but they've never made a video in a prison before. And you know, when I look at prisoners that have been set free, one, we don't have the in-depth story. Time doesn't permit the whole video, but we've got portions of it tonight, just a little bit, to let us know that God is able and willing to set captives free. There are people sitting in church that are more bound than some people sitting in jail tonight, in prison somewhere, that have found true salvation and a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. One Satanist that used to sit between his bunk and strip naked and go through the satanic rites that has now come to know Jesus as his personal Savior, to see his joy and to know that freedom is real, that this is not jailhouse religion stuff. These men are free. To hear a man simply say that if I could go home without Jesus or stay here, if that was the condition, you could leave this prison of stone and barbed wire and have your freedom out of this prison, this physical prison, without Jesus. He said, I'd rather stay here and have the Lord and know the freedom of Jesus than to leave this place without Jesus. And that's people that have discovered that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It's genuine. It's real. Praise God. And I'm excited about Jesus' anointing to set the captive free, to set at liberty those that are bruised. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what the Lord is going to do as a result of our praying here tonight. Captives are going to be set free. And the devil knows it's about to happen. And he's pulled out all the stops, and he's turned loose everything that he's got. But it isn't enough to stop God, and it isn't enough to stop us if we don't become distracted by it. Can you say amen? I think it's time to dig in deeper, not be distracted or discouraged. Praise God, because I'm not predicting here tonight. I'm telling you, God said that he would do these things if we would pray, and we're praying. And we're praying the heart of God tonight. And I believe something, changes are coming. And some things, you know, the Bible said some things have to be ripped up before other things can be planted. Some things have to be torn down before other things can be built up. So when things start getting ripped up and torn down, God is getting ready to build up. Can you say amen? And do something brand spanking new and fresh and wonderful. And that's what my expectation is. Wave at me if you can kind of get a handle on that tonight. Praise God. Well, this is how it feels to be free is becoming kind of a theme of my heart. And we want to just see a few of these prisoners that God has set free in Angola down in Louisiana. Hallelujah. He can do it for them. He can do it for our kids and loved ones. Hallelujah.
So when we were contacted by Angola to possibly go there, we prayed and felt a green light. Let's do this.
I had talked to my husband for quite a few years about one day doing a video in a prison,
where people could see the music and the hope of the gospel juxtaposed next to seeming hopelessness.
Night before I was arrested, I had came home and my mom had asked me not to go out. I went out that night, and that was the last night that I would ever be, you know, free, physically free.
I didn't have anybody in my life to actually take time out with me in the issues that I had. And that led me to getting off involved in illegal things.
This place was a rough place years ago. There weren't too many restrictions on what went on underground here, you know. And it was nothing to sit down on the floor, take my clothes off, sit down between the bunks, you know, and perform my little service, you know, and offer up sacrifice to Satan and all that.
Because this place try to remind you of who you used to be, but God has never spoken to me about who I used to be. Never. He's never reminded me of where I come from. God has my eyes and my heart focused on where He's taken me.
Open to what God wants, and I'm not the same person that left the street.
If I had a choice whether to be home tomorrow and not have him, you know, I'd stay here. You know, because home is nothing without him.
Serving God is my reward, and the things that He's given me, placed in my heart that I truly desire, are of God now.
This is not the end of the road, and a life can have a purpose even in prison. You can have a purpose in life.
Jesus, Lord. Hey, yeah.
On that lethal injection, I've held four of them's hand because they want you to hold their hand as they die because they're Christian and they want to be connected to this earth. But the first execution, I didn't talk to him about his soul or anything and just laid him on the table and he's dead. I just vowed never to do that again. You know, if I could, I'd talk to them about their soul.
Jesus is Lord.
One of my favorite Bible verses is in John 15. He said, there's no greater friend than he who laid his life down for you. And he said, I've done that. He said, I no longer call you servants, but I call you my friend. You know, that's a lot of love there. And just, you know that you're loved by God, that's amazing. You know what I mean? I can't express it.
There's a wall that has been standing since the day that Adam fell. Sin is where it started. Sin is why it held. Speaking as a prisoner who was there and lived to tell, I remember how it felt. I can hear the sound of freedom like a distant voice it called and beckoned me to follow where I had never gone. Though my heart was willing, I just stood there at the wall, praying somehow it would fall. But in the cross I found a doorway and a hand that held the key. When the chain fell at my feet, for the first time I could see. This is how it feels to be free. This is what it means to know that I am forgiven. This is how it feels to be free. To see that life can be more than I imagined. This is how it feels to be free. When I'm reminded of the prison I was in, like a living nightmare burning deep within, I can feel the voice of evil, I can hear the call of sin, but I won't go back again. You see, once I tasted freedom and the chains could bind no more, mercy gave me wings of eyes, and like an eagle I can soar.
Right where you are, we just stand. Let's pray right where we stand. Right where we stand. Right where we stand. And then we're going to worship one more time. Let's just come into agreeing prayer right now. Lord, let's let this be a prayer. Amen. Not just a petition. Amen. We still intercede tonight, Lord Jesus, for our loved ones. We intercede for the lost tonight. We come to you for the captive tonight. Lord, but we come to you not just for the captives in the world. We come to you for captives in the church. People who are still bound, who are not free, who are not living that life. There are men behind bars, women behind bars that are freer than many that sit in pews and churches that are bound and discouraged and defeated. Father, we go through the motions and we're representing a kingdom that is marked by liberty and freedom. A kingdom that speaks of the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we're not going to be brought back under the yoke of bondage. Jesus has set us free. Our sins have been forgiven. Father, uphold us with thy free spirit tonight. Hallelujah. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Break every chain tonight. Set us free, Lord. Hallelujah. Then set us forth that others may be set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Showcase us, Lord, as free men and women tonight. We will not use our liberty as an occasion to sin, but to live closer to you, God. To live right before you, Lord. Hallelujah. To walk in the path that you have set for us tonight. Set the church free. Set us free from all the clutter. Set us free from all the negativism. Set us free from all the hopelessness. Set us free from all the criticism. Hallelujah. Let us get the high praises of God back in our mouth, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then through us and our intercession, set the captive free tonight. Open the eyes of the spiritually blind, Lord, that can't see, that can't understand. Open their eyes tonight. Open the eyes of this community tonight. Override, overrule the music, hallelujah, and the drugs and the drink and the party spirit, hallelujah, and draw them, O God, and prepare us to receive them and to love them and support them and show them what God can do in a life surrendered to Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let them see in us how it feels to be free tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Send that Joel revival. Send that mighty revival. Where years are restored. Hallelujah. Where families are restored. Where lives are restored. There's no hopeless cases. There's no one beyond your reach. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We love you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for just encouraging us to praise you tonight for the answer. Praise you for the answer. To praise you for the answer. Hallelujah. To just thank you for the answer. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to close because God just told us that we did what he said to praise him for the answer. That don't mean we don't keep praying on Sunday night. But we're not praying as if God isn't listening. As if all hope is gone. As if it's too far gone and we're just going through the motions of prayer. No, God is sitting upon the throne. The Bible said he sits upon the circle of the earth. Can you say, man, he's that big, he's that mighty tonight, and he's mighty to save. And over in the United Kingdom, people are coming to know Jesus. Amen. You know, witchcraft is one of the thriving religions of the United Kingdom, along with a large Muslim population. Amen. A growing religion in the United Kingdom is the Muslim religion. And witchcraft, the Harry Potter books came out of a nation that has almost an intoxicating interest in witchcraft in the United Kingdom. But God is moving in England and Ireland and Scotland, and there's a move of the Holy Ghost. And no matter what the devil is doing, God is still mighty to save. Can you say amen? He will honor the message of the cross. He will honor the blood of His Son. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're gonna go home on this song and sing with brethren in Kingsgate,